This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Time now for our series, Kids Ask, where kids ask their parents probing questions and we explore the answers together. For today's question, a six-year-old asks her mom why her school does lockdown drills. It's become a normal part of school life, but disheartening for parents to talk about. WBEZ's Susie Ahn has the story.
Think back to when you were in school. Your teacher is in the middle of a lesson when suddenly the fire alarm goes off, and kids start goofing off as they file out the door. It's been a part of school life for decades. But something else that's become normal for this generation of kids but unfamiliar to their parents are lockdown drills. It's a requirement for Illinois schools, and six-year-old Edie had her first this fall.
We did a lockdown drill. We got in the bathroom and we turned in the light and we locked the door.
Edie is a sweet, soft-spoken first grader. The metal detectors and bag checks every morning at her Chicago public school didn't faze her since she was familiar with the process at the airport. But staying quiet in a bathroom with her classmates was a new one. And she had this question for her mom, Betty Tran.
I asked her that, why do we do safety drills?
Mommy said, well, we do safety drills in case a bad person gets into school, just to make sure you're safe and everyone else is safe.
Edie understood the answer, but it led to yet another question.
I think you said, well, what if the robber had to go to the bathroom? We're all in the bathroom.
Tran reassured Edie she'd be safe, and so far, Edie hasn't asked for more details. Tran says her daughter remains unaware of the violent events that have kept safety drills a requirement in schools.
A part of me is very sad that it's part of the sort of day-to-day. Obviously, I think it's very necessary, but at the same time, the fact that it is a little bit disheartening. I think as a parent and as a community, we're still trying to figure out the best way to address this.
It's a topic many families are tackling, especially with younger kids. My preschooler and third grader both do safety drills, but my four-year-old Gael doesn't really understand why.
Do you know why you had to do the safety drill?
Drill means like
it means lockdown.
Yeah, well, do you know why you had to do that?
Yeah.
Why?
And not saying anything.
Oh, okay.
My third grader, Augie, has been doing safety drills for years, and he says they do it in case, quote, someone comes into the school. He's unbothered by the process.
We get in the closet, and we have to be, like, quiet for, like, about a few minutes. It's pretty packed.
Patricia Faldani says that's exactly the wide range of reactions you'll get from kids about safety drills. She's a school social worker for the Elmwood Park School District.
Parents know their kids best, and some kids are going to be more anxious about it. Some kids are going to be kind of excited about it. And so you're going to have to gauge your conversation with your child.
Faldani says drills can be triggering for some students, and it's best practice for schools not to make them realistic. Parents can also watch for any changes in behavior at home. She says if parents are feeling nervous about the drills, it might help to get details on how the school conducts them. Faldani says it's tough when kids ask about violent events they hear on the news or from others. It can be a balancing act of not introducing too much scary information at one time.
Kids are going to naturally have questions, and as much as we try to shield them from that, we can't always shield them from that. And if you can keep the information basic and general, and it you're right, it is sad, and that's why we're doing things to make sure that we stay safe, that can definitely help.
She says it's best to find out what the child already knows and then answer questions based on that. Validate their feelings.
We're just living in a very different world, and it's a terrible thing that we have to do this as adults to talk to children about this, but it is very necessary because we don't want them frightened.
For now, Betty Tran is grateful that the scary stuff in Edie's life are things like big roller coasters at Six Flags.
I don't like the demon.
We started on the demon.
Oh, yeah, that's a scary one.
And four corkscrews.
Tran says she'll be ready for whatever questions Edie has next. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.
Do you have a curious kid in your life? All questions are welcome. You can email san@wbez.org.